This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Global Investors Summit, GIS, in Bhopal in a short while from now. The capital of Madhya Pradesh will host hundreds of guests from all over the world at the newly inaugurated tent city constructed near Kalia South Dam. This is the 8th Global Investor Summit in Madhya Pradesh and the first to be held in Bhopal. More than 25,000 registrations have been done for participation in the Global Investor Summit. More than 100 foreign delegates from more than 50 countries are also arriving in Bhopal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also release the 19th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan scheme from Bhagalpur in Bihar later today. The installment will be released to 9.8 crore beneficiary farmers via direct benefit transfer. More than 22,700 crore rupees assistance will be directly released to the bank accounts of beneficiaries of the scheme. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate and dedicate various development projects in Bihar and address a public meeting at airport ground in Bhagalpur in the afternoon. Sharing the details of the program, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, more than 3.46 lakh crore rupees have been disbursed so far to more than 11 crore farmer families in the country under the PM Kisan scheme.
भागलपुर की धरती पर 24 फरवरी को एक नया इतिहास रचा जाएगा. प्रधानमंत्री श्रीमान नरेंद्र मोदी जी का एक भव्यतम कार्यक्रम यहाँ संपन्न होने वाला है. 9 करोड़ 80 लाख किसानों के खाते में 22,700 करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा की धनराशि भागलपुर की इस पवित्र धरा से प्रधानमंत्री जी देश भर के किसानों के खाते में डालेंगे और बिहार को विकास की कई सौगातें देंगे.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी विल बी ऑन अ टू डे विजिट टू असम फ्रॉम टुडे. The Prime Minister will attend the Jhumor Binandini program in Guwahati today. He will further inaugurate the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit tomorrow. The first session of the newly constituted Delhi Assembly began today. Pro Tem Speaker and BJP MLA Arvinder Singh Lovely will administer the oath to the newly elected MLAs. After the oath of the MLAs, the election of the Assembly Speaker will be held. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena will address the House tomorrow. CAG reports on the functioning of the previous government will also be presented on the same day. The three-day session will continue till the 27th of this month. In Punjab, the harrowing experiences of the recent US deportees who were duped by unscrupulous travel agents to reach the green pastures abroad has activated the government to take action. Jalandhar Deputy Commissioner Dr. Himanshu Agarwal has issued notices to 271 travel agents of the district who have not renewed the travel agency licenses even after its expiry. He has directed the police department to ensure that whenever a case is registered against any travel agent in the district, the deputy commissioner's office must be immediately informed. At the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj, millions of devotees from worldwide continue to attend the grand festival every day. So far, over 62 crore 6 lakh devotees have taken the holy dip at the Triveni Sangam. Our correspondent reports that yesterday around 1 crore 32 lakh devotees took the holy dip in the Sangam, including many eminent personalities. In Germany, opposition Conservative Christian Democratic Union CDU and Christian Social Union CSU parties have made winning lead in the national elections, paving the way for the leader Friedrich Merz to be the next chancellor. On the other hand, far-right Alternative for Germany, AfD, is showing the best ever result by leading on the second place. National elections in Germany concluded yesterday with some more core issues influencing the voters. The benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading with losses in the morning trade amid weak global cues. The 30-share BSE Sensex shed 732 points to 74,578, while the NSE Nifty 50 lost 223 points to 22,572 when reports last came in. In the FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian men's team will look to maintain the winning streak as they take on England in the next set of matches today and tomorrow. Both the matches will be played at the Kalinga Hockey Stadium in Bhubaneswar, Odisha from 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.